Hey, thanks for dropping by. Come on in.
Saatnya kembali ke drawing room.
Yes, welcome to the drawing room, the final segment of the final time. As RN Drive has been broadcasting to you live from Indonesia, from Jakarta. Today, we're going to check out Jakarta's art scene. We spoke about jazz yesterday and a bit more about music today and the popular arts. Tonight, we're doing something quite different. We're meeting two people involved in the cutting-edge arts and cultural community of Jakarta. Dabots is one of Indonesia's most celebrated street artists. He's even been commissioned by multi-mega national companies like Nike and Google. He's an interesting character. And joining him and me is someone by the name of Mirwan Andan. He's a researcher from Ruang Grupa, which is an artist's collective with fingers in all sorts of pies. This is going to be a fabulous way to end our time here in Jakarta. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah,
I might start with you, Dabots. Graffiti, basically. Yeah. This is what we're talking about, isn't it?
Yes.
How, in a lot of parts of the world, including in Australia, this is something that's illegal and it's frowned upon. What's the environment like here?
Interesting. I mean, I think we're still in the grey area. I mean, but now there's a new governor start to, know the rule about graffiti and vandalism and stuff. So he start to buff all the painting, all the graffiti, all the street art in Jakarta. And I don't know, back in the days, like 5 years ago, it's so easy to do graffiti in Jakarta. So,
but now it's getting harder.
I think so, yeah, but it's good. I think it's good.
What sort of work do you do?
Yeah, I do characters. I mean, I have my characters called Monster and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
What got you into it? How did you start?
Back in high school, I used to take my name, my school gang name and stuff. And in later after that, I study design, graphic design. So my drawing skills kind of
better.
Yes, yeah. It's more focused on serious stuff.
So you begin with tags, but then you become an artist.
I think so.
Not just a vandal, an artist. Andan, tell me, Ruang Grupa. Tell me about it. This is an artist's collective. But what more does it do? How does it work?
Ruang Grupa actually was founded in 2000. The artist collective was founded by mostly people who studied art, mostly from Jakarta and Yogyakarta. But in the following years, the artist initiative was filled of people who are not only artists, people who studied, for example, anthropology, political science, or communications, or history, or international relation, and so on. And it makes Ruang Grupa interesting because the approach when doing projects is not only with arts approach, but also always based on research.
Okay, yeah. How do you mean? Like, what sort of, how does the research connect with the art?
For example, the Ruang Grupa focus on the urban context, Jakarta. And for example, when we want to do a project, art project, we will ask people who, for example, studied architecture to elaborate ideas. And after elaborating ideas with those people who, for example, studied architecture or political science or anthropology, and then we will end up with an execution that always based on the ideas that come from these people, not only from the artists.
Yeah, I see. So it's putting art in that broader social and sometimes even political context.
It is.
Does it encompass the kind of work does it encompass the kind of street art that we've been talking about, the graffiti as well?
I think so. Sometimes we also work with students. We have this festival called Jakarta 32 Degrees. Jakarta 32 Degrees is a festival that was initiated in 2004, and it's a biannual festival for students. And we invite students from campus throughout Jabodetabek, Jakarta, Bogor, Depok, Tangerang, Bekasi, and then invite them to submit their ideas, what they want to do in this festival, and then we invite them to elaborate the ideas, and then how will they execute the ideas, how to display them, especially in the public area. And then at the end of the project, we hold this festival and exhibit them in the National Gallery. And
oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh.
And yeah.
Yeah, Dharabhats, was any of that kind of thing around when you were a young man?
Yeah.
Tagging?
Yeah. That time, I mean, when I was in high school, I always loved, like, Ruang Rupa is like how I see art in Jakarta, you know. It's really big. I mean, but what I do is, I don't know, it's very different than Ruang Rupa. I mean, we are more like, you know, spirit, freedom, eco. Yeah, yeah.
So you're making more of a political statement?
I don't do politics stuff. So, I mean, my stuff is more like, you know, freedom of expression.
Well, that's a political statement.
For me, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you about, is it Chumi? Is it this character?
It's like a squid. Yeah, actually, it's squid. But yeah, it's transformed to another monster and stuff.
So explain this to us.
Yeah, it's actually me. I mean, it's actually my alter ego, how I see the city.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's actually, if you see the character, it's like some kind of monster wearing a hoodie with a hooded stuff.
Yes.
So actually...
But he's a squid.
Yeah, because, I don't know, it's a squid that has a lot of hands.
Yes.
It's like Jakarta. It's like have a lot of, you know... road traffic and stuff. So it's, you know, how I interpret the situation in Jakarta actually.
So what do you do with Chumi?
I just put it on the street so I can be happy, people happy.
Yeah, but is Chumi placed in different situations, different circumstances, or is it really just that character becomes a symbol and people just look at it and they know that it's you?
I don't know. I mean, it's, I can say graffiti or street art is like an advertising, you know? It's like the difference is with advertising, we must pay to put something on the wall. But graffiti or street art is a free wall. I mean, you have to look at advertising on the street, right? It's same as graffiti. You have to look at it, like it or not.
Yes, I suppose you do.
Yeah.
He has different sort of moods and characters, doesn't he? There's he sort of, he turns up in different expressions, is that right?
Yeah.
What sort of expressions?
It's anger. Mostly anger.
Why is that?
It's your first time here in Jakarta?
Yeah, right. So this is what I'm trying to get to. There's something, I mean, about the city that you're trying to tell
us. I mean, all the traffic, all the, you know, the hecticness, the chaotic that you face every day in the city, it makes you crazy, like it makes you mad, but you have to deal with that like every day. I mean, you have to go to work, you have to go to somewhere, but you have to face that every day in the city. So it makes you mad, but what can you say, what can you do? You have to deal with it.
Well, you can paint a squid on the walls and make you come out that way. Are these sorts of themes that we're hearing here from Dharabhats, are these the sorts of themes that the artists in Ruang Rupa are dealing with regularly? Are they the same sorts of ideas, the same sorts of meditations on the urban environment?
What do you mean? You mean the regulation or...?
No, the artwork that they're producing.
Oh, actually, in Ruang Rupa, we work with many mediums. Me, myself, is not an artist, but I work with them, and those artists work with many mediums, including what street artists do, and we do video art and also graphic design and also in some kind of installation and also sometimes performance art, and we always focus on the young emerging artists, especially in Jakarta, who are not accommodated by the mainstream galleries.
They're not accommodated.
Yeah, we have a galleries, but the galleries is provided for the young emerging artists who are not accepted by the mainstream galleries, who always think that artworks is always to be sold.
Right, so it's commercial.
Yeah.
Does that mean it's traditional?
Well, it's not traditional, actually. It's contemporary arts we do.
No, no, you do, but the galleries, is their focus mainly on the traditional?
I don't think so. Actually, they do the same with us. Even the artists who always hang out in Ruang Rupa sometimes are exhibited by them, but for commercial purpose. But when those young artists are exhibited in Ruang Rupa, we exhibit them for different purposes. For example, for the study and also for criticize stuff, and also for further elaborating about the ideas.
Yeah. To make that social
impact. Yeah, it is.
Darbats, you were in Australia.
Yeah.
Recently, what were you doing there?
I had an exhibition in Melbourne, in MIFA Gallery.
Of your street art?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so this was called Monster Inside Us.
Yeah.
I understand. Is that right? Well, what was the content? What were you trying to say in that?
My artwork is always about. I mean, what I do on the street is more like sporadic, symbolic stuff. But when it comes to the gallery, you have to have something to say, you know, some message and stuff. So my exhibition is always about the monster that I do on the street, the same icon symbol that I always do on the street. So I bring the theme of monster inside us. It's like every people have monster side, you know. It's like, especially Jakarta, I mean, with all this chaotic, you'll become a monster, like it or not. You have a monster side. You will become a monster, or you already are a monster. You realize it or not. So
when you're showing this artwork to Australian audiences, do you feel that they understand what you're trying to communicate, or do you need to be in Jakarta to understand?
Yeah, I mean, they need to be in Jakarta to understand, but.
Yeah. I mean, our producer, technical producer, is just nodding heavily as you say that, because I think he's being completely floored by the experience of
being. Yeah, and I think, I don't know, maybe it's the same problem that we have in the big city, and not just Jakarta, I think. So, yeah, some people in Australia kind of relate of what is monster inside us.
Mm. Well, I suppose we might have monsters in us for different reasons. It's not always about traffic. It could be about something to do with politics. It could be
everything.
Family. There are all sorts of reasons you could possibly have them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think those sort of exchanges between Indonesian artists and Australian artists are important? Did you feel that there was something important happening when you were there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the street art scene in Melbourne is very huge. I mean, it's very, very big. I mean, before I went to Melbourne, I know all the famous one in street artists in Melbourne, and I saw their work on the street, and it's like, wow, it's like a dream come true. And I don't know, Melbourne is a good city. I mean, it's very clean, very tidy, but when you see the alley and stuff, you see a lot of graffiti.
Oh, you got the grimy underbelly of Melbourne. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool. I mean. In Jakarta, it's like everywhere. It's chaotic everywhere. In Melbourne, you have a nice place, but you see the other side, it's like very, you know, very street.
Just little bits of Jakarta just popping up every now and again.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's actually a wonderful note, really, for us to end the week on, this idea of Australia and Indonesia talking to each other through something like street art, as opposed to the kinds of things that we're normally talking to each other about. Gentlemen, it's been great to have you in the drawing room. Thanks so much for joining us and helping us finish our week here in Jakarta.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's Darbats, who's a street artist, and Mirwan Andan, researcher with an arts collective called Ruang Rupa.